This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is calling for a vote on Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Instead, it would have supported international efforts for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. After the 15 Security Council members met behind closed doors Thursday to discuss Gaza, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said she's optimistic the U.S. draft will be adopted, but Russian Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky questioned its wording, saying Moscow wants a call for an immediate ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a major Israeli ground assault on the southern Gaza town of Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary to defeating Hamas. His comments underscore the further souring of relations between the United States and Israel. Blinken is on his sixth urgent Mideast mission to the war, or since the war began. He spoke Thursday after huddling with top Arab diplomats in Cairo for discussions over efforts for a ceasefire and over ideas for Gaza's post-conflict future. He said an immediate sustained ceasefire with the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas is urgently needed, and the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations that U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have spent weeks trying to mediate. U.S. lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for nearly 6 months into the current budget year and would allow Congress to complete its work in funding the government through September. This is VOA News. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles at Kyiv, attacking the Ukrainian capital. For the first time in 6 weeks, and sending panicked residents flooding into the relative safety of the subway system in a scene reminiscent of the first weeks of the war. Air defenses shot down all 31 of the missiles early Thursday, though officials say the falling wreckage still damaged apartment buildings and injured 13 people, including a child. The attack happened a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to respond in kind to recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border region of Belgorod, which Russian officials say have killed civilians. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, urged the West to send more air defense systems, which have stalled, particularly in the U.S. Congress. A federal judge has given prison terms of about 10 to 40 years to six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to breaking into a home without a warrant and torturing two black men. The judge gave sentences near the top of federal guidelines to five of the six culprits. He sentenced the final two on Thursday. The six officers were fired and pleaded guilty to brutalizing Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker in January of 2023. The so-called goon squad broke into a home where a neighbor complained that the black men were staying with a white woman. Senegal votes Sunday in a tightly contested presidential election that has fired up political tensions and tested one of West Africa's most stable democracies. The election will take place after much uncertainty following the President Macky Sall's unsuccessful effort to delay the vote. In the latest turn of events, opposition leader was freed after spending months in prison, triggering jubilant street celebrations just last week. The election is set to be a test for Senegal's reputation as a pillar of stability in a region that has had dozens of coups and attempted coups in recent years. And recapping one of our top stories, the United States has called for a vote to occur on Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution that declares that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.